You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Thursday, July 22nd, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Today's episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB Prospects. It's MLB draft season, and the Locked On MLB Prospects podcast is covering every future star of the MLB. Host Aram Layton brings you player interviews and farm system breakdowns every single day. Subscribe to Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Aram is great. He's breaking down draft picks. He's breaking down prospects every single day. He knows a lot. Aram Layton knows a lot about prospects. Speaking of prospects, Keith Law released his midseason top 50 today over at The Athletic. Jordan Balazovic is in it. I will tell you, I believe he's number 38 on the list. So Balazovic quickly becoming a top 50, 40, top 30 maybe even by the offseason prospect in all of baseball. It's very exciting. Balazovic hasn't given up a run in a month over in Wichita, Double A. He's been amazing. We'll talk about him on Prospect Friday tomorrow. Last night's episode, we talked about a nice win for the Twins. I thought they looked really, really good last night. But we talked about trade odds. I gave odds for every Twins player, basically, who I thought would be on the market in any form. The odds that they would be traded, my odds that I've come up with. So if you want to hear that, listen last night to last night's episode. Jose Barrios, Byron Buxton, all those guys. Donaldson, Cruz. Who's as good as gone? Who could be gone? Who's more likely that they're not gone? Who's more likely that they are gone? You can go listen to that trade odds. So the Twins have the Angels this weekend. Andrew Heaney going to go tonight for the Angels, I believe, against Kenta. Yeah, I think it's going to be Maeda tonight at home. Tomorrow's game, it's Jose Barrios. And unfortunately, that could be Jose Barrios' final start as a member of the Minnesota Twins. He's going to go against Alex Cobb. And then Saturday, Patrick Sandoval. Oh, excuse me, that's Barrios Saturday. Friday's J-Hap against Cobb. Saturday's Sandoval against Barrios. And then Bailey Ober against to be determined on Sunday. Shohei Ohtani in town, so go check that out if you are able. And again, could be Barrios' last start in a Twins uniform at Target Field on Saturday. Because his start after that, if you were to go 5 days, it's the day of the trade deadline, and that game's at 7. The deadline's at 4 Central, I think it is. So he would not pitch in that game, so it could be his final time. I talked about last night why I don't think that that's necessarily likely, that it's his last pitching, like his last start in a Twins uniform, but we'll see. Let's talk about Taylor Rogers today. We've broken down Barrios. We've broken down Buxton a little bit. We've broken down others and their trade values, but I want to talk about Taylor Rogers today because I think it's interesting with him. There's more to consider with him, knowing what we know about this front office, how they view bullpen and relievers, and it makes it an interesting case for Taylor Rogers to be potentially traded at the deadline. So let's talk about him today. Taylor Rogers is owed in 2021 for the rest of this year about $2.75 million. He's making six in arbitration. 2022, he'll probably get bumped to about $8.5 million, and then he's a free agent after next year, like Barrios and Buxton. So what you're looking at with Rogers is about 1.25 years, you know, a year and a quarter for $11 million. And I think as a free agent, if you were to have a good second half, you know, a Taylor Rogers second half, I think he'd probably sign for $2.25 million, maybe $3 for $30, something like that, as a free agent. So on a per year basis, like a 1 year, $11 million deal for him next year, 1 year, like $8.5-9 million deal for him next year would be, I mean, you're still getting excess value. And here's why. Since 2018, among relievers with at least 150 games pitched, that's 73 relievers, Taylor Rogers is 10th with a 2.93 ERA. He's third in FIP, fielding independent pitching, so he's been unlucky. And the only two guys who have been better than him in terms of fielding independent pitching, strikeouts, home runs, walks, you know, all those things, Liam Hendricks and Ryan Pressly. Former Twins and a Twin, top three in FIP since 2018. ERA plus 148, so 48% better than league average. That's tied for 10th. Strikeout to walk rate, 26.2%. We know the command is exceptional. Big strikeout stuff with great command. That's 7th in baseball since 2018. And then win probability added, 5.397. We know how good he was in 2019. WPA-wise, that's 6th in all of baseball. So he's been a top 10, if not top like 7 or 6 reliever in all of baseball since 2018. And then among left-handed relievers, 19 of them who have thrown at least 150 games, he's fourth in ERA. He's first in FIP over Josh Hader and Aroldis Chapman. Third in on-base percentage allowed to Josh Hader and Will Smith. Fourth in strikeout-to-walk ratio to Josh Hader, Aroldis Chapman, and Will Smith. So a top, at least top four left-handed reliever in the game over the last four seasons. That includes his poor 2020 season last year where the ERA didn't match up with the FIP. But he's really good. Taylor Rogers is really good, and I think what happens when he's their only reliable arm in the bullpen, as he has been, I would say, three out of the last 4 years, perhaps, when he has a blow-up outing or blows a save or whatever, it's so easy for people to just lump him in with the rest of the struggling bullpen, but that's not the case. I mean, relievers are going to give up runs. Taylor Rogers is going to give up runs. It's really hard as a fan to not just lump him in with Alexander Coleman, with Hansel Robles, with other guys who have struggled this year when Rogers blows up and gives up a grand slam. It's not good. I'm not saying that's a good thing when that happens. Gave up that grand slam in the ninth inning to the Tigers. They ended up winning that game. But it's really easy to just lump him in. And the truth is that he's their only really reliable bullpen arm in the entire bullpen this year. And I would say for a majority of the 2019 season, that was true as well. Struggled last year, was picked up by Trevor May and Tyler Clippard. Sergio, those other guys helped out a ton. Matt Whistler had a big year. But Rogers, for the most part in his time as a Twin, has been their most reliable option in the bullpen. Let's talk about teams in need and the fallout and considerations for the Twins of trading Taylor Rogers when we get back. Today's episode of Locked On Twins is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free long cut and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. It's the only moist nicotine pouch on the market. All other nicotine pouches are dry white pouches, nothing dips, spits, and packs like Fully Loaded. Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On team listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, just $1. Go to www.fullyloadedchew.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. Just $1 and free shipping if you use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. The next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew, fullyloadedchew.com.
RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On there, how did you hear about us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Teams in need, the number one team for me, Houston. They have Ryan Pressly. Twins traded to Houston in 2018 for Gilberto Celestino and Jorge Alcala. So Houston could really use a late-inning left-handed option. I think Taylor Rogers should be their number one target, certainly, I think, heading into the trade deadline. Houston is such a good club. I have a whole trade deadline primer about the Houston Astros. You can find it on my Twitter, at NashWalker9. You can also go to twinsdaily.com and find primers for every single team at the deadline who may be buying from the Twins. Houston and Rogers, I think, is a really strong match. Whether the Twins want to trade another reliever to the Astros remains to be seen. They also don't have a great farm system, but I think a return for Rogers, like if you were excited about a return, I think it would include like maybe one top 100 prospect and then a flyer. He's still a reliever and he's still owed, you know, $8.5 million potentially next year via arbitration. So it's not like he's going to bring back like three top 100 prospects, but maybe it's good value that you get one that you really like and one you think that can help you immediately, perhaps in 2022 or 2023. Cincinnati, terrible bullpen, could really use Rogers. Amir Garrett, They expected to be a lockdown left-handed arm for them in the back of that bullpen. Has not been that. Philadelphia always needs bullpen. They could use Taylor Rogers. Atlanta could use Taylor Rogers. Their bullpen's been awful. And then the Oakland Athletics, and I talked about this with Jason Burke, my buddy, a couple weeks ago, talking about how the Athletics would really like Taylor Rogers. So there's no shortage of options, and that's why, you know, people are saying and analysts are saying the Twins control the deadline because all of their players have like 8 matches at least. Like, how many teams could use Jose Berríos? Half the league could use Jose Berríos. I mean, the whole league basically could use Jose Berríos, but only half the league's like in contention or, you know, in playoff runs. So that's why the Twins control the trade deadline, because they have so many good players that could potentially be traded that you don't usually see, because a team with this many good players should be winning games, but they're not. So they can take advantage of this if they want to, or they can look toward 2022 and try to compete again next year. And I've made the case that they should do that, which would be a risk. I mean, it'd also be a risk to trade these guys away. But Rogers, Berríos, Buxton, even Donaldson with the contract, if you paid half of it, there are plenty of suitors for these guys. And that's why the Twins control it, because they have the most good players that could be available, because they're the best worst team. They have the best players among the worst teams that are selling. And that's why the considerations for the Twins, I mean, again, it comes down to what you think about 2022. Because if you trade Taylor Rogers, you only have Tyler Duffy, Jorge Alcala, Caleb Thielbar returning. I mean, Cody Stashek mixes in there. But other than that, I mean, who do you feel really confident about? Duffy, fastball is 89-90 this year. He's looking more, and I said this last night, like a 6th or 7th inning option than an 8th or a 9th inning option. Jorge Alcala is still figuring it out, and I think he's going to be good, but he's still figuring it out. Caleb Thielbar, you can spot him up against lefties, but I mean, he hasn't had a great year either. So who are you returning? If you trade Taylor Rogers, who are you returning that you feel really good about? Because if you keep Taylor Rogers, you could see the Twins. I mean, if Duffy, and he's been good, Duffy's been good in his last handful of outings, and Alcala takes a step forward, you could see them piece together the bullpen and be pretty solid again next year. They just got to sign another right-handed late-inning option that's better than Alexander Colomé was, which shouldn't be hard to do because Colomé was so bad. Again, has been better recently. But that's a consideration. Where you leave the bullpen if you trade Taylor Rogers is in a place that I don't think anyone wants to see it. I think it's going to be ugly. But you have to remember how this front office views relievers and views the bullpen. What we've seen them do and try to do is pick up, not scrap heap guys, but pick up guys with a standout pitch, a standout slider, or above average fastball, and try to refine them and turn them into bullpen arms, reliable bullpen arms, like Matt Whistler, like Zach Littell, like Cody Stashek, trying to make something out of not nothing, but make something out of someone that another team has given up on, or that a lot of other teams don't see value in as being a bullpen option. So keep that in mind, because I think that's maybe the most important aspect of this. You usually would say, okay, if you feel like you're going to compete in 2022, I think Rogers, of the three, of Berríos, Buxton, and Rogers, the one guy that you could trade and still compete in 2022, like have an offseason where you'd be able to compete without spending $180 million, is Rogers, because he still is a reliever. Relievers are volatile. We saw in the shortened 2020 season how quickly he can kind of turn, and the luck can turn because it's such a small sample every year for these relievers. It's volatile. And if they feel like Giovanni Moran and Yennier Cano can come up and make an impact as well, they've had really nice years in the minor leagues. I could see them trade Taylor Rogers and still put together a good bullpen next year. It's going to be more difficult, and I don't feel good about this base of Duffy, Alcala, and Thielbar basically returning, and Stashek. Don't feel good about that, but I could still, like, you get that step forward from Alcala. I think Alcala has the stuff to be a closer in this league, and it's going to take some development. It's going to take some work, but I still think he has the stuff. We've seen how good Tyler Duffy can be. I think Thielbar's fine against lefties. So you have – the base is not one that I love, but you could trade Taylor Rogers potentially more so than if you could trade Jose Berríos and Byron Buxton and try to compete. I think you can try to trade Rogers and still remake a bullpen next year that will give you a chance to win a lot of games. And I think that's something that the Twins should probably consider. And another consideration is that Taylor Rogers is their MLBPA rep. He's a leader on this team. He's a longtime Twin. He's not someone that you want to trade. He's a fan favorite. And they haven't shied away from doing this in the past. Like, they traded Ryan Pressly, Eduardo Escobar, and Brian Dozier. So they haven't shied away from trading fan favorites like this, but Rodgers is really entrenched as a leader of not only the bullpen, but a leader of the Minnesota Twins. And it's important if you're going to try to compete next year that you get that leadership that you're losing in Nelson Cruz or potentially losing in, you know, Donaldson or other guys, Buxton. It's important to retain some of that. And I think that that's a consideration as well for trading Taylor Rodgers. Let's talk about Luis Arraez. I know it's been bandied about what the Twins should do with Luis Arraez, if they should do anything. Let's talk about him after the break. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline's your online sportsbook experts. With Major League Baseball, there's action every single day. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 50% off on your first deposit, or 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Excuse me. Thank you, BetOnline, for sponsoring Locked On and for sponsoring Locked On Twins. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert, the fastest and easiest way. Use promo code Locked On. I've seen some tweets, like people have tweeted and commented and written articles even at Twins Daily about trading Luis Arraez, which I think is really interesting and unique, because at first when you hear that, you would say, God, no, why would you trade Luis Arraez? Like, he's the future. Luis Arraez is the future. And people feel that way because in 192 games, Luis Arraez has hit .322 with a .382 on base percentage and has slugged .414, like doubles mixed in there as well, triples. Luis Arraez is, I mean, ever since he came up, has been such a spark plug for the Twins and is such an important part of their lineup day in and day out. But the considerations here and the arguments that are made are Luis Arraez is going to be so cheap. He's under control for the next four seasons, starting in 2022. Pre-arb, he's going to make like $600,000 next year. Then $3 million in his first year of arb, I would guess, if the numbers keep up. $6 million in his second year, maybe $10 million in his third year before free agency. That's like 4 years at $20 million you're getting Luis Arraez for. It's a great deal. Very team-friendly contract. And so you think about the potential return for him. And the reason you think about the potential return, like maybe it's a better investment for the Twins to cash in on Luis Arraez now, is because he has those chronic knee issues. You saw him the other night slipping and then limping, and he's been out now with a knee problem. He had ACL surgery. Like, he has knee leg problems, and he's young. I think he's 23 or 24 and has these problems. It's not a good thing to have these problems this young, and it impacts his defense. His defensive versatility is in question. I don't think he's looked great in left field. I think he's been pretty good at third base, actually. Second base, he's fine. Like, that's his natural position. But his versatility is in question. That's another reason why you'd get more in a return for him, because he has that defensive versatility. He can play left. He can play second. He can play third. Twins have been working him out at first base, reportedly, as well. Try to add even more to his toolbox. Adam Frazier type of player, Pittsburgh. Very similar. But Luis Arraez, he's just a pure hitter. When he's healthy, very few are better at putting the bat on the ball and just roping line drives all around the field than Luis Arraez. And it's hard not to just think for the next 4 years, you just slot him right into that leadoff role every single day. But health-wise, there are questions. You have Jose Miranda coming up, who can play second, can play third, can play first. You still have Jorge Polanco under contract for a while. There are considerations here, and I love Luis Arraez. Like, Luis Arraez is probably my favorite player on the team, and I think he's a lot of fans' favorite player on the team. He's great, and he's a perfect mix of like the throwback type of player and just loves the game. I mean, he loves playing the game, and he brings that energy every day for the Twins. And again, when he's healthy, sets the table so well for them at the top of the lineup. You're going to hear this probably and think, oh my goodness, that's crazy. But just consider, like, I think the Twins are probably considering as well, the potential return. I mean, trade values, it's not a great resource all the time. BaseballTradeValues.com, I think, is the site. Has Luis Arraez's trade value very, very high, and for good reason, because he's hit .322 with a .382 on base percentage through 192 career games. Like, he's legit. He has 219 hits in his first 192 games. Fernando Tatis Jr., 218 through his first 192 games. So Louis hits, and there's no question about it. So you could get a big return for him, like multiple top 100 prospects, I think, for Luis Arraez to a contending team right now. And they could just slot him in. I mean, he's just a top of the order bat and he's great and brings that energy as well. I wouldn't do it if I were the Twins. So that's what it comes down to for me. Like, I would not trade Luis Arraez, because if I'm the Twins, I'm building my lineup and building my future around Arraez, Larnach, and Kirilloff. And I know Larnach hasn't looked good. I'm still building my future around him as a middle of the order bat. And you go Arraez 1, Larnach 3, Kirilloff 5. You find two good right-handed bats to slot in at 2 and 4, like Josh Donaldson and Nelson Cruz. That was the plan. Guys like them in the future. And you have a pretty good 1 through 5 at that point. It could be Jose Miranda slotting into one of those spots. So I like the idea of that, and I wouldn't want the Twins to trade Luis Arraez. But it's an interesting thought. Like, if you're going to punt on 2022 and even maybe punt a little bit on 2023, by the time you get to 2024, Luis only got two more years of control. He's getting a little bit more expensive, and you just wasted 2 years of him at very cheap prices. In a pre-arb year in 2022 where he's making $600,000 and maybe $3 million in his first year of arb in 2023. So it's something to consider. Like, if they were going to do a full-on rebuild, I think Luis Arraez, trading Luis Arraez would be a part of that full-on rebuild if I was the Twins. But I don't think they should do that. I don't think they will do that. And for those reasons, I think they will keep Luis Arraez. But that's my argument for not rebuilding, because you have good players here in Arraez, in Larnach, in Kirilloff that are under team control that you don't want to waste years of in their cheap years in arbitration or their cheap years of their contracts. You don't want to do that if you're the Twins. But if you are going to rebuild, because Louis has 4 and Kirilloff and Larnach have 6, you know, you can still get 4 years of contention out of Larnach and Kirilloff. But if you're going to punt 2022 and then think you're going to be bad again in 2023 with a rebuild, you trade Barrios, you trade Buxton, you trade Rodgers, you trade Donaldson, yes, I would consider moving Luis Arraez as well. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day. Go Twins. We'll be back tomorrow. Join me then for Prospect Friday. Can't wait to talk about it. Talk about Jordan Balazovic, Jose Miranda, and everyone else. Prospect Friday coming up. Thanks again for listening, and go Twins.